Joining us on the WBGO Journal is Carrie Stettler, who's involved with the self-made photojournalism project that's profiling 9 black women business owners in Newark who were documented just before the COVID-19 outbreak. It celebrates the creativity and connection to the community they have in a time when the future of small businesses everywhere, especially those owned by black women, is uncertain. Carrie, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
How did self-made begin for you?
The first business that really inspired me was the CB Dream House Boutique on Bergen Street. At the time, it was a couple years ago when I first saw it. It was a purple storefront with a white picket fence in the middle of a block that just looked pretty ordinary. And you could tell that the owner had this vision, and it was so bright and so creative, and I was really interested in what her story was. But I also realized that I kind of needed to expand it, that it might be hard to just like pitch a story on this one business, however fascinating it was. So then I noticed that, you know, other businesses I wanted to focus on the South and West wards because I feel like businesses downtown get more attention. And so I wanted to find some that maybe were more overlooked, you know, by outsiders or commuters like myself. I live in Parsippany. After I was interested in that particular story, I also noticed I'd been following the hot dog lady on Instagram, and she has a truck where she sells hot dogs on Bergen Street also, and she has a huge following. And she posts a lot about her, her struggles, like starting out with a little cart and then working her way up to a truck. And now she has another truck and she's starting a franchise. So her story was really compelling to me. And then I just like started looking around and seeing what else I could find and approaching some of the store owners to see if they were interested in being, you know, interviewed and profiled in depth. And they agreed. And so this is the result.
Carrie Stettler is an independent journalist and communications professional who worked for the Star Ledger for 2 decades as a reporter. Also has done a lot of work for local magazines in Newark. Obviously, this is a different kind of project for you. Self-Made was created with funding from Newark Arts and Express Newark Third Space Grant and offers in-depth profiles of entrepreneurs. Tell us about them.
Well, I focused more heavily on 4 particular women, 2 in the West Ward and 2 in the South Ward. And Tanetta Bell was a photographer and just did such a beautiful job documenting them. So I wanted to tell stories in a lot of detail. And the first ones I focused on were CB Dreamhouse Boutique, which is owned by Sade Jones, Salam Ice Cream Parlor, also in the South Ward, which is owned by Shikana Muhammad, and in the West Ward, Rashina Burroughs of the Blueberry Cafe, and Charmaine Van Seagraves of Charmaine Has Hands for Hair, which is a hair salon in the West Ward. And then after we started reporting on them, I wanted to expand it and include other businesses. So I found some other women, and we did shorter pieces on them because we didn't have the resources to, like, you know, the time and money and energy to document them as fully, but we wanted to include them. So we did the hot dog lady in the South Ward. Shantae Lewis is her name. And profiled a shop owner called Malika Muhammad of Fashionable Fashions. And she had been there for like 15 years. And right after I began interviewing her, she closed her shop and moved to Florida. But that was like kind of sort of her plan anyway. But I wanted to include her because she seemed like such an institution in the community. I also profiled Laura Bonus Palmer of Aquaba Gallery in the West Ward. And Philomena Kisi, who was a Ghanaian immigrant, and she had a dress shop next to the Blueberry Cafe in the West Ward, and that unfortunately closed because of COVID. And there was another business owner named Isabel Merced, who ran a party events business where her family held events at a place called The Mansion in the South Ward. And they would have events for, you know, people's retirements or baby showers and graduation parties, and her shop was owned by her grandmother, Carlotta Hall, but she managed it.
The self-made print publication, the proceeds from the magazine sales will be donated to She Wins, a Newark nonprofit that cultivates the potential of middle school and high school age girls with a focus on those who have been affected by violence and trauma. Now, since you've been covering Newark for a long time, what have you noticed about women business owners from the time you first started at the Star Ledger till now? What a difference has been made?
I didn't really focus on them very much until this project. I guess one thing that inspired me to do this was because, you know, I was just sort of looking for an interesting story to tell. And then I also found that Black women are the largest growing demographic of entrepreneurs in the U.S., and that's been the case for more than a decade. So I thought those are stories that are really worth being told, and stories of smaller businesses or more traditional businesses, you know, like restaurants or ice cream parlors. I really thought it was valuable to tell those stories and just kind of document them for history's sake. One thing that really struck me doing this is that the women that I profiled, they're really like products of their community, and they have real bonds with their customers. I mean, I guess that's true of any small business, but they're also, I feel like it's a symbiotic relationship where they're very much, you know, proud of, you know, where they come from and, you know, the culture that they were raised in and sustain. And they also, you know, support the community. So, you know, while they're products of the community, they're also, you know, supporting the community. They get love and support from the community, and they give it back in turn. And they don't have this attitude that, you know, this is a place that they want to escape, or that they're here to improve it, quote unquote, or make it better. You know, they're there because they love what they do and they love where they are. And, you know, part of it for some of them is that they want to make the community a better place for the people who live there already, but they're not there to reform anything or, you know, make it, you know, better. And I really loved that aspect of it.
This may be a difficult question for you to pick one over the other, but I'll ask it anyway. Carrie, if you had to work for any of these women, who would you pick and why?
Ooh, that is a hard question. Well, they were all very wonderful business owners and very, you know, attentive and I think, you know, compassionate, interesting people. So, I guess, I mean, for me, you know, because I like the arts and, you know, I like to, one of my jobs is, public relations, I guess maybe, Laura Bonus Palmer at Aquava Gallery, like it might be cool to write, you know, PR for her, help her promote her business. But, really, like, I can honestly say that I wouldn't mind working for any of them.
Tanetta Bell, the founder of Tanetta Bell Photography. She's a New Jersey-based studio portrait photographer whose work has appeared in Vibe, Ebony, Essence, and Black Enterprise magazines. You mentioned her at the beginning of the interview. When you do a project like this, sometimes pictures can really tell the whole story. Do you have a favorite photo that Tanetta has come through for you?
Yeah, the project really sort of, I think of my stories as a way to support her images. Like that was the most important thing to show the women, and then sort of have the stories, you know, detail the person behind the image. Though I think my favorite is the cover image of Shade Jones at work at Dreamhouse Boutique. She custom makes shoes and slides with fur on them, like really beautiful, bright neon fur. And if you go in, you can pick out like a pattern or what kind of fur you want or what kind of shoe you want, and she'll make it for you. So she got a really beautiful shot of her at work just, you know, putting together a pair of shoes, and she looks very focused, and she's in her purple studio, and she's very intent on what she's doing. And it's just such a beautiful image that just captures the whole spirit of the project.
We're speaking with Carrie Stettler of the Self-Made Photojournalism Project. Now, it's profiling nine Black women business owners in Newark who were documented just before the COVID-19 outbreak. So an obvious question is, how are they doing now, Carrie?
So far, most of them seem to be doing okay. As I said before, the owner of Dresswell Boutique, her shop has closed. That was a very small storefront, and it was a lot for her just to be able to have a brick and mortar shop. That was her dream. And so she kind of had to stretch to be able to move in there, because she used to just kind of have a business where she sold her merchandise at festivals. So she's not there anymore, which is really sad, because she made beautiful clothes and carried beautiful products. And it seemed like she was really starting to get a clientele before COVID. Isabel Merced of Party Events, I'm not really sure what the fate of her business was, because after I profiled her and after COVID, I wasn't really able to get in touch with her again. So I don't know how that fared, because, I mean, the whole business was like live events in an indoor space. So I'm hoping that she's doing okay.
Do we get some hope that now the businesses, some of those businesses that may close, can come back? Do you get that sense?
I hope so. I'm hoping that they'll be able to get some support that they need. And I know that I'm thinking that Philomena, the owner of Dresswell Boutique, she's still making her, you know, outfits and selling it. She just doesn't have her shop, I'm guessing. I'm hoping that when things improve, the party events, if they're not having events now, they'll be able to have them again, because, you know, that was really meaningful, the sort of gatherings they had with people celebrating milestones in their lives. But I also just want to say, other people just sort of adapted, like Salam Ice Cream Parlor, the owner, Shikana Muhammad, they installed like you see at Dairy Queen, like a window, so you don't have to go inside. It's kind of like a drive up, like a walk up window. CB Dreamhouse Boutique, she made a lot of masks, so she adapted that way. Malika Muhammad, who now has her business online and moved to Florida, she's making masks. So so they found ways to adapt, and that's really heartening, I think.
When you do a project like this and put your heart and soul into it, what has Carrie Stettler learned about either this project, going through it, or the women who you featured?
One thing I learned, and I guess I never really recognized this before, but when you have a small business, how much of it is you? Like, how much of it is your creation and your vision? And especially for these women, because in some way they make what they sell. Charmaine Van Seagrave, she's a hairstylist. So, I mean, there's a lot of creativity in styling hair, but she also makes wigs. So, just how, you know, you can, like, do what you love and gain joy that way, and also bring joy to other people just by, like, selling ice cream or making them a really cool pair of shoes. And you can, you know, bring your own vision of the world to life, and you can improve other people's lives and also improve your own. And I thought that was really beautiful.
Carrie, where can people find Selfmade?
The website is selfmadenewark.com. That's sort of an abbreviated version of the print publication we created, which you can find on MagCloud. If you purchase that for $15, all of the proceeds go to She Wins. That has some different material than you can find on the website. The stories are expanded. There's a story about the history of Black women entrepreneurs. There's a story offering tips from Tiffany Alicia, the Budgetista, and Dawn Fitch of Puka Pure and Simple, and also Bonda's Kitchen is interviewed. So that's sort of like an expanded version of the website. And also, one thing that's important that I didn't mention before is there's also in the print publication something on the West and South Wards and what the city of Newark has been doing to encourage local business owners and the importance of that.
I just happen to think it's a great project, and I congratulate you on that. I also wanted to say, what has Carrie Stettler learned about herself during COVID?
Well, I was really grateful that we ended up, getting almost all the interviews and the photos done before COVID, especially for Tanetta, since she had to be, you know, on site. It gave me something to focus on, really. It's like something to be engrossed in. And I want to explore like what sort of support, especially, you know, Black business owners and small business owners and women business owners, what minority business owners, what kind of support they get through something like this. Like, they're already facing more obstacles just to open their business and get financing, just because of systemic racism. And so I have kind of want to look more into, you know, how our society is structured so that it can help them weather this, and that people realize the value of a local community-owned business in a place that, you know, might have been struggling in the past, and during COVID is probably struggling even more. Like, these are, in a way, they're not like big shops, but they're anchor institutions in a really integral way. And so it just made me, I guess, more aware of what I can do to, in my way and in my work, to, you know, help.
Before we let you go, one more time, where they can find it online and where they can get the printed version.
You can find it online at selfmadenewark.com, and the printed version, it's a site called MagCloud. It's a digital printer. If you go to MagCloud and type in Self-Made Newark, you'll find it. But if you go to the website, there'll be a pop-up where you can buy the magazine. And if you scroll all the way down, because the website's design is just like a long scroll, if you go all the way down, there'll be a place where you can order it in print. And I'm hoping people do, because I really want She Wins to benefit from the sales.
Carrie Stettler of the photojournalism project Self-Made. Congratulations, continued success, and thanks for joining us on the WBGO Journal.
Thank you.